The story of Scotland before the Wars of Independence is one of gradual formation, cultural blending, political struggle, and remarkable resilience. Long before the names of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce became symbols of resistance, Scotland was a land shaped by centuries of migration, conquest, alliance, and adaptation. The kingdom that would eventually challenge the ambitions of England did not emerge suddenly. Instead, it was forged through generations of conflict and cooperation among peoples who spoke different languages, followed different traditions, and occupied dramatically different landscapes. To understand Scotland on the eve of the Wars of Independence in the late 13th century, it is necessary to travel back through centuries of history. Medieval Scotland was not a unified nation in the modern sense. It was a kingdom composed of regions with distinct identities, cultures, and political traditions. Highland and lowland communities often lived very different lives. Gaelic-speaking nobles shared the realm with Norse settlers, Anglo-Norman knights, and descendants of ancient peoples whose roots stretched back into prehistory. The geography of Scotland played a crucial role in shaping its development. Mountains, deep valleys, dense forests, and rugged coastlines created natural barriers that often isolated communities from one another. The Highlands dominated much of the northern and western regions, while the lowlands in the south and east offered more fertile agricultural land and easier communication routes. These geographical differences influenced politics, economics, and culture for centuries. The earliest inhabitants of Scotland left behind evidence of sophisticated societies long before written records existed. Archaeological discoveries reveal settlements dating back thousands of years. Ancient stone circles, burial chambers, and standing stones demonstrate that prehistoric communities possessed advanced organizational skills and rich spiritual traditions. Sites such as the remarkable village of Scarabray in the Orkney Islands show that people in Scotland were building complex settlements while many other regions of Europe remained far less developed. By the time written history begins to emerge, Scotland was inhabited by several distinct groups. Among the most important were the Picts, who occupied much of northern and eastern Scotland. The Picts remain one of the most fascinating peoples of early medieval Europe. Roman writers described them as fierce warriors who resisted outside domination. Although many aspects of their culture remain mysterious, surviving carved stones and archaeological evidence suggest a sophisticated society with powerful kings and a unique artistic tradition. The Romans, who conquered much of Britain during the 1st century AD, never fully subdued the lands that would become Scotland. Roman armies advanced northward several times, constructing fortifications and establishing temporary control over portions of the territory. The most famous of these defensive structures was Hadrian's Wall, built to mark the northern boundary of Roman Britain. Even beyond Hadrian's Wall, however, Roman influence continued to be felt. Trade, diplomacy, and occasional military campaigns connected Scotland to the Roman world. Another frontier, known as the Antonine Wall, was briefly established farther north during the 2nd century, but Roman control remained temporary. Ultimately, the difficult terrain and determined resistance of local peoples convinced Roman authorities that permanent conquest was not worth the cost. The withdrawal of Roman power from Britain during the 5th century created opportunities for new political developments across the region. In Scotland, several kingdoms emerged and competed for influence. The Picts remained dominant in much of the north, while a Gaelic kingdom known as Dal Riada occupied parts of western Scotland and northeastern Ireland. Dal Riada played a particularly important role in shaping Scotland's future. The kingdom created strong connections between Ireland and Western Scotland, facilitating the movement of people, ideas, language, and religious traditions across the Irish Sea.